Hi guys, I'm Daddy Freeze.
What's my name? But Daddy.
It's live and dangerous with Daddy Freeze. Welcome to Nigeria Info. We've got Playback Mondays, Relationship Tuesdays, Wild Wednesdays, and Rough and Raw Thursdays. News, relationship, intimacy, heartbreak, political facts, breaking news, my opinion. Yes, my annoying opinion. While you have the opportunity to call me up and discuss live on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Live and dangerous with Daddy Freeze. 10 p.m. till midnight, Mondays through Thursday. Let's talk.
The Supreme Court basically said the only type of register the law recognizes is paper-based.
News. The Senate has condemned the proposed siting of 20 projects in Lau local government area of Thurado.
Sports.
Goal number two for Liverpool, and the champions are ahead for the first time in this game. Second earlier, he dropped a clanger, and this time he's wiped the slate clean.
That's what we do. We are 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Easy takes me on Snapchat. Sexy snaps me out, beating like rap chat. Cussing on my quality bed. Quality rest is rest I shot for you. Me ready shoot my shots in you. Cooking for your private story. Let me see you in your full glory. Anything I want you show me. She did finish work, she did go in. No man can ever clone me. I'm the realest, she knows me. Fulfill all that you told me. I'ma finish work, baby, go in. Yeah, you been on my mind lately. Be warm, cool now. Automatically, gently. What have you do for your love? You know me, go and make your what I loved. And when you see me, you'll be starstruck, baby. Starstruck, yeah. Think on your private story. Let me see you in your full glory. Anything I want, you show me. She did finish work, she did go in. No man can ever clone me. I'm the realest, she knows me. Fulfill all that you told me. I'ma finish work, baby, go in. Yeah, you been on my mind lately. Me won't.
Johnson Welch singer Ruga brings a new outstanding single labeled Snapchat. This new song, Snapchat, is second from his recently released extended play, Second Wave, which follows his previous body of work titled Pandemic EP. I think gradually Ruga is getting a place in my heart. He's getting a soft spot in my heart. I think he's such an amazing singer. Sing song that you can just use while in the mood. I don't know what you're thinking, but I'm just saying. Okay, welcome to the show. This is Live and Dangerous with Daddy Freeze, and I go by the name Ada Blessing. How are you doing, Daddy Freeze? Good evening.
I'm doing very well. How have you been?
I've been good. I mean, watching your every move online. Well done.
Thank you. Thank you.
Congratulations, Daddy Freeze. It's called celebration, yes.
Let's pop something. You too, Abby.
Let's, of course, yeah. Let's pop something. So what are we popping?
It's not easy.
Actually, it's not.
Let's pop a bottle of Coke.
Okay.
Or let's have some wyrn.
And prawns.
Yeah, prawn. That'll make a lot of sense.
You're not a nice person.
right. Let's start with this before they come and beat us.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Let's start with this. Ah.
What again?
The Guinea-Bissau captain says they'd rather die than lose to Super Eagles. Nigeria, please, what's your take? Me, I said, ah, when they begin, they die now.
Exactly what I said. I was like, just don't be hungry this one, Abby.
Mo, do funeral.
Really?
Which isn't very nice, but hey. So why don't you open up the phone?
All right, let's do that. Studio line 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. WhatsApp number is 0809-597-5805. Ladies, tell the number 0146571190. Let's talk about this. And by the way, Nigeria defeated them. Not a fan of football per se, but I think this one is worth being excited about. Hello?
Hello, Adam, my love. Good evening.
My darling, good evening. What's your name?
Achike from First Park.
Achike.
Daddy Freeze, good evening. Hello.
Hey, brother,
achievement. When you go to a party for us now? Well, straight to the matter, on the Guinea-Bissau issue, people should be careful when they run their mouth due to Basho. Because if you should enforce it now, will not be bad. Now, so for Bible, one guy talks, say, if he win war, the first thing, living thing he see for a house, he go sacrifice, and we know how he turn out. So make sure they careful when they run mouth.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling, Achike. Hello? Sorry about that. Give us a call back if that was you. Hello. Good evening.
Caramba.
Hi, comrade.
I want to first of all use God to thank Daddy Freeze this evening.
You want to what?
I'm using God to thank Daddy Freeze.
Okay.
I was insinuating to say, when are we going to talk about sports when I was watching that ball? And the thing sprang me from my mind when Solik supposed to have useless and they fired that ball. He was still talking again. But he scored useless because of say in dribble, pass to our captain, he scored. The ball that is supposed to pass out again, he was just playing. So what I want to tell you is say, I did not wish that captain dead. Are you hearing me?
Okay.
But it's an insult to Nigeria that is playing against, that is swearing, rather make him die if Nigeria win them. So they don't get respect from Nigeria again, but don't look at respect. Then I look at respect. This one look at respect. So they eat open mouth, rather in that. But I don't wish him dead. Let him stay alive and see the humiliation of the insult related to Nigeria. And meanwhile, the African Cup of Nations is going well. Are you hearing me?
We can hear you loud and clear.
But now this one, we say, they're going to check him back for 5 minutes. They're going to give him more hypertension. They disqualified Cameroon's third goal by not showing us the line how they disqualified the goal. That was supposed to be what we call on-site. They now, they don't show us how they disqualified that goal. So, depending on the people that are no longer coming like that to watch balls, they say they go show their vaccination card. Let them come, show them my own vaccination card. That is, thank you for bringing sports. It's a chief. Thank you very much.
Okay, Chief, comrade Ikechukwu. Thanks for calling. Hello.
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, Ibn Praise speaking.
Hi, Ibn Praise from Unilag.
Yeah, good evening. Daddy Praise, good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah, regarding this marathon, quite long I just entered, there was no light, I had to go a long way. Also, I read the post earlier, but I was like, as far as I'm concerned, before anybody could make such a statement, they should have been sure that maybe they have world-class stars on board. And maybe Nigerian players, maybe we have like out of the 11 on the field, maybe we have like 5 that are crippled. because I believe they will not just fold their arms and watch them score. But the goal was, the match was actually up top notch. I was everybody's mind is now with Nigerian footballers, so they are really impressing us now. But for them to have made that statement, I believe it's either said than done. They cannot, so they should not try that again with flying eagles, let alone super eagles. We are not the players that do play before. Now there is more boldness. We can beat our chest for these people now. Thank you very much. I'll call back again.
Okay. Hello. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Good evening.
Yeah, good evening. Yes, Tony on the line.
Can you speak up?
It's Tony on the line.
Okay. Welcome, Tony. Go ahead.
Yeah, the ball was very exciting today.
Oh.
I love how they play. They are very confident and they really show they are really super eager today. So I'm really glad and happy for them.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you. Nice show.
Thank you very much. Hello.
Hello, Mom.
Hey, Mr. Frank.
How are
you? Fine, thank you.
The phrase is good, isn't it?
Good evening.
Hello, I want to drop one track.
You want to drop a song?
One track.
Daddy Freeze, can you do that?
Wait,
let him
now.
Drop
it.
We're in a rejoicing mood.
Okay.
Congratulations and jubilation.
You and Ada should team up and have a musical group.
Wow.
You sing alike.
In our nation. And all this why I have been dropping tracks.
Mm-hmm.
I have been dropping tracks.
That we know?
That the priest not to go and copy my track. Oh.
Wow.
Because I want to blow this track now. Back to this matter. This thing that happened now just pass a message to Nigeria and to the world for us to use our tongue very, very well. How can human beings say instead of Nigeria to win, then better they die? What if they die now? They will say it's God that killed them or what? And I like as the winning come, they win them hand down to shove them up. That's no problem. I am very, very happy. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you so much for calling.
Yeah.
Bye. Hello.
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 Hello, good evening.
Good evening, my dear. How are you?
I'm fine.
Okay, what's your name?
Daddy Free. His name is Lendo Holmes.
Okay, dear. You're welcome.
Yeah. I'm so happy to know about the victory of Nigeria. The boys are really improving every match they play. They are really improving.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a contribution for me.
All right, dear. Thank you so much for calling. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Good evening.
Yeah, how you doing, Ada? How are you doing?
Ada is fine. Thanks for asking. How are you?
Yeah, I'm cool. I'm okay. Fine.
What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Michael.
Mike.
I'm calling from Victoria Island.
Okay. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, it's my first time calling on your show, but...
Oh, nice.
I do listen very, very well, almost every day.
Okay. You're welcome.
And you and Daddy Swift, you guys are doing a fantastic job.
Thank you. We appreciate it. So
yeah,
let's get your take.
So, Yeah, concerning the talking point, you know, it's a lesson for each and every one of us that is listening and that have read the post that we should learn to breathe with our tongue. We should be mindful of what we say because you never know what the future holds. So just imagine something happened to them now. Maybe while they are going back to their country, maybe, God forbid, their plane crashes and all that. And people will go back to that post and say that they made the references to them saying that if they lose to Super Eagles, they will rather die or something like that. So, it's a lesson to them. So, they should they should be mindful of what they say. And then we humans too, we that are not even the guy, you know, each and every one of us, we should be very, very careful of what we say. Because you don't know the angel that is passing. So that's all the way to say, you don't know the angel that is passing. You don't know the kind of environment that you are and all that. So that is my advice. And then say you guys are doing a fantastic job and happy new year.
Thank you very much. We appreciate this call. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Good evening.
Good evening. Just a look by
here. Yeah. Well, good evening. See, whatever they want to say with their mouth is their mouth too. Yes, it is their country. So I don't pray
the
time
to sing the song to like your colleague and you.
What?
Brother, are you not going to sing? You and Ada should do some harmonizing.
Ah, just like for you to sing.
They should sing like the last guy. Who was the last guy? Frank?
Yeah, Mr. Frank.
Frank.
I don't know the
you
song guy. I'm supposed to
Frank
sing.
Adi.
Super Eagles. Walele, walele, where are you? Walele.
That song.
You know the song, right? I have
sang. Wait, this is my own song.
Hold on, Daddy Freeze wants to sing for us. Hold on, JC.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Super Ego.
Please, stop that. Stop that.
Super Ego.
Stop now. What are you singing?
And when I sing Super Ego, just say, Dear Father.
Ah.
Dear Father.
Super Ego.
For what?
You know, you don't even sabi anything about music.
Daddy Freeze, I get voice pass you. I beg.
You get voice pass me. I turn to lizard.
I get voice.
Okay, let's not do this tonight, please.
Okay. See, whatever they want to say, you know, words of mouth. You know, these Yorubas, they like exclamating. I don't know about other tribes, but like. You know that kind of exclamation that you phrase. I don't use it. I hate those words. I don't know. I just believe in words of the mouth. Whatever you say to yourself, like, is it akwe meta, like it's three times we call success to ourselves. Did I get the translation?
I think so. You tried.
Yeah, I tried. So, I believe whatever you say to yourself, right? You see people also saying they die. They will write it in a comment, like I, and they will write D-I-E, all those type of things. When I see it, I just laugh until it becomes real. All those, I believe those things. I don't even use those kind of languages. So when I saw these people on Twitter, people were trolling them, hope they have died. Now that Nigeria has beaten them, you know, it is because of what they said with their mouth. So if people are trolling them, I don't pray for them to die, but people trolling them, they were the ones who brought it upon themselves. That's it.
Okay.
So people should be careful with the things, the confessions that come out of their mouth. Always say positivity into your life. Yes.
All right then, thank you very much for calling. Just to look where you are. Hello?
Hello, good evening.
Yes, good evening.
Yeah, I'm so glad to call you this night.
Well,
you know why I'm glad?
No, tell us.
Because this match I watched today, I don't know, I'm so excited because with the place where I was watching the match, number one, it's a restaurant like where you can have a drink, you know, and relax. You understand?
Mm.
So when I was watching the ball, I didn't know by the time I take, I don't know how to drink beer, but I don't know by the time I take two bottles because when I saw the move of all those guys. The thing is that I'm so happy, to be honest, because Simon did a lot of work. In fact, he dribbled more than Okocha. I just gave him a trophy on my own side. You know, I just want to show my happiness that, I'm so happy with this super ego of Nigeria. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling. Thank Hello?
Ada.
Yes, please.
I want to sing.
Oh, no.
Hello?
Comrade Kechukwu.
I want to sing.
Daddy Free, see what you've caused. Okay, go on.
Adam, before I sing it, Moses Simon should be a playmaker. He shouldn't be sober by him working under our captain's squad, because that one is going to affect him psychologically. That's why the second time move, that's why I wanted to score without passing for the when they clear. So now I want to sing.
Okay.
Super Eagles, Gini, let it answer. Super Eagles, Gini, let it inside the age of bubble. Emin, jump on for the bubble. Emin, jump on for Super Eagles, Gini, let it inside that. Oh, mommy, show what it is. Oh, mommy, what a mission. Oh, mommy, my show what it is. Do that for you. Thank you very much. I'm going to wrap it.
Thank you, my dear. Daddy Freeze. I think
you, Comrade, and Frank should actually do this.
No, I think at this point we need the help of the federal government to help regulate some calls for us. Not just social media. We need them here. What? Comrade Ikechukwu. Wow. Okay.
You guys will sing so well together.
I don't understand what you're trying to say, but Daddy Freeze, I am such an amazing singer. Just that I don't like singing. Because I don't want to render some people jobless. Trust me, what I do, you'd actually advise me to leave radio and focus on music.
I'll advise you to leave anywhere where it requires you opening your mouth.
Wow, really? Okay.
Yeah.
You know what? We have to go on a break. I'm done.
Mall of Fame Nigeria presents the E-Tourism Business Awards and Conference.
The E-Tourism Business Awards and Conference.
The biggest tourism conference coming out of Africa, bringing together tourism stakeholders from around the world.
Date, February 1st to 2nd.
February 1st to 2nd.
2022. Venue, BWZ Hotel, Victoria Island, Lagos, Nigeria.
Theme, digitization of tourism channels through e-commerce solutions.
Endorsed and supported by World Tourism Association of Culture and Heritage, Australia.
Center for Medical Tourism Research, United States.
Good Tourism Institute, Netherlands.
Africa Union.
Center Smart Tourism, Kazakhstan. Sterling Bank PLC. IBST Media.
BWC Hotel.
Nordic Hotel. For exhibition and sponsorship, please call 090-6148-5066. Email sponsorships@malloffilmnigeria.com. It promises to be epic.
Supported by Cool FM and Nigeria Info.
Welcome back to your number one talk, news, and sports station. This is Nigeria Info.
All right, welcome back. It's 99.3 Nigeria Info. This is Live and Dangerous with Daddy Breeze. And I go by the name Adab Blessing. We're talking about Super Eagles victory. And also, what's the name of that country? Guinea what? Daddy Breeze, you there?
I'm Kuku here. I want you to sing. Unless you sing, I'm not talking again.
It comes with the feeling. Did you get that?
No, I didn't get it.
It comes with the say feeling.
In fact, I'm not hearing you.
See, Guinea Bissau's coach actually said something, yeah. He said that for Nigeria to win, they'd rather die. And
yes, no.
Interestingly, we won. So we're asking you your take on that. Let's talk about that. Okay, I don't want to render some people jobless. That means if I sing tonight.
Ada, if you sing, some people will literally turn to lizards.
You know what? Take something. Let me see.
Sing for us about Super Eagles.
Just take something. Let me sing. It's that simple.
All right, 115.
What? 115? 115 cannot even buy lunch.
No. But she'll be able to. But just, is it talking?
No, I don't think. My talent is
Apple
too
was sold for $1 at
Come
a point.
Come on, Daddy Freeze. I am way too
can
big for
buy
this.
A phone, let alone a phone company.
I am way too big for this. Like, if you know, be impressed. I am way too big for $1,005. Except you're talking about $1,005. Then I'll...
See as your mouth is fitting.
Of course. $1,500. Definitely, I'll just start singing. I'll sing for you the whole day. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sing now.
Any song?
Any song?
any song, right?
Singy. Kukute. Sing.
I am not Kukute, Daddy, please. Moti Dada.
Omo Dada.
Oh, yes. You don't want to tell me the kind of song to sing and what's at stake, so you're not ready. Let me know when you are.
Let's open our phone line. So they are in a celebrating mood. You need to be some people selling want to come.
Yeah, hello.
Why are they still alive?
Yes, hello.
Yeah, Ibn Freeze calling back.
Welcome back.
Yeah, Daddy Freeze.
Yes, boss.
Hello.
He can hear you. Go on.
I am
okay.
Here.
I want to bail at that now. She doesn't want to sing. I want to bail her.
Don't bail me.
Sing.
Stake something. Stake $1,000.
I want to sing.
Don't
Super
sing.
Eagles. We are more than victorious, Super Eagles. We are more than the Eagles, Super Eagles. We are more than victorious. Fly high and high. So I think that alone should
be a praise.
Yes, so.
Anyway, yeah, he has an amazing voice, but not that great as compared to mine. So, I am not thrilled.
Adao, you sing for us now.
What song?
Just any song. Adao, start now. Super Eagles, Rabbit, Rabbit, Rabbit.
You said any song. Okay, now, I agreed. But what's at stake? What do I stand to gain?
Okay, let's make it 2,000 naira.
No, now, how about?
A slice of pizza.
Nope. It's not even 2,000 naira now.
Let me not even tell you to go and eat pizza. Make it not go around your belly. Make it not go and arrest me from my house.
It's 4-5.
A slice of pizza.
Not a slice. Wait, a slice? Really? Wow.
How much do you want to eat?
Wow. Hey, God. In all you do, Lagosians, please avoid sea finish. What? A whole me. A slice.
No, I want it to be worth it. This one, I want to eat my money on top pizza. Please, let's live and because everybody should contribute for that pizza.
Hello.
Hello.
Adam Gozim. Good evening.
Good evening, Mr. Zubike.
That's the phrase. Good evening.
Oh, Dima, oh, Dima.
That's head with you. He said, oh,
that is weird. And Adan Gozima, I'm so much happy this night.
Why are you happy?
We're all happy.
Why I'm so much happy is that the Super Eagles will Equatorial Guinea wrong for what their captain said. And what I want to make people to know is that before you make a statement with your tongue, watch your back. Because if you don't watch your...
Hello, are you there?
Hello. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
So if you don't watch your back and you make a statement, maybe tomorrow or next tomorrow, tell me, I'm you. Maybe the guy have made such a statement today and he thought that he has set free. Maybe let him watch what happened to him next few days of coming. But I'm seeing God. For God to forgive him for the statement that he make and keep him alive. So I'm so much happy for Super Eagles. And let the Super Eagles keep all the momentum. Also, they have entered the relay tournament.
Absolutely.
Are you getting me?
Yeah,
so that they can be able to bring their book up back to Nigeria.
Definitely.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay, Daddy Freeze, what's the amount now? up to 20K.
Let's raise it. Let everybody that is calling should contribute something. Anybody that wants to hear that sing, we're in a rejoicing mood.
I can sing WAP, yeah?
WAPI.
WAP by Cardi B.
Yeah, let's hear you.
What?
Yeah. Let's hear you.
Let the money get to 50K.
Yeah, we go hear Cardi A today.
He said Cardi A. Well, you don't have to censor it. So I'm not going to sing everything.
So yeah, try.
Okay, let's take some calls, yeah? While I get ready.
Adama.
Hi, comrade.
Hello.
Yes, we can hear you.
Adama, I support you. I will support you with money. And if you don't sing for me with this, your finest Nigeria journalist voice.
I don't understand.
I go rest.
How much are you supporting with?
Well, if you open an account, and I go, no, what can I go? I don't go
talk
about.
You're not ready. No, say it.
Ada. I want to tell us because maybe in a village you play Kotera Gini. We play Ginabisu, not be Kotera Gini. Are you hearing me? I said maybe in a village you play Kotera Gini, not Ginabisu, we play.
Comrade.
Thank you. That we're going to discuss about secondary school matter when you talked 2 months ago as we are discussing sports today. Thank you very much.
Very soon. Thank you, comrade. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, please.
Yeah, this is the girl calling back.
Okay.
Yeah. Comrade, Obokovac, you are the one I want to sign. I want to sign you to my record label.
Yeah,
I love your voice.
You don't want to make money?
Oh, you said?
You don't want to make money?
Ah, some people are making money already. O2TZL, Visa. That voice.
Exactly. That's the song I'll sing. Thank you very much for reminding me.
You can also do O2TZL. We can talk all over Lagos State.
That's the one I'll sing now.
So don't give that a freeze that O2TZL.
Yes. Thank you. I'll sing that one.
Don't mind that if I believe in you.
Thank you.
I want to support that if it's with 10K. Yes. I believe in you. You can do it.
Yes. 12K now. 12K going. Let it get to 50K. I'll sing. I'll drop this single. Yo, get ready for me. I'ma sing Zazuze.
Hello.
Hello.
Good evening.
Yes, good evening. What's your name?
This is Ola from Lagos here.
Okay, Ola. Welcome.
I'm concerning the statement of the captain of the Guinean side.
Yeah.
Actually, that statement is too exaggerating. Actually, considering the head-to-head of players, do they stand a chance against Eagles? On a very good day, a well-playing Eagles can defeat them 5-0. Head-to-head. So, he was just trying to psych up his fellow players on the Union side. No, it doesn't really mean it to me. Well, I just giving them a throw up. Say maybe they should just get set to play the best or play their hearts out. That's all. Mm. It doesn't really mean it.
Okay.
It yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hey, now me call that time, oh. I call again.
Oh, yeah, welcome, oh.
Make I form music, make I form song for Super Ego.
Before you form song, what be your name, Oga?
My name is Mike.
Mike. Okay, Mike, make me hear you.
So, the song be say, Nigeria is 0220. Guinea be south. You don't come out to Nigeria is 0220. When Guinea be south, they come, Na Kampala, they go answer, they don't go answer Guinea again, Nigeria is I'm so excited Nigeria today. Okay.
Wow. Okay. Wow, we got talent in Nigeria. What's the meaning of Otis there?
You see, Ada, you can't know all these things now.
Why now? What's Otis there?
I don't know, Zazu.
Okay. Kenny from Ijegu This is serve as a lesson to other teams who see Eagles as nothing. But Ada and Daddy Freeze, what amazed me at the end of the match, was seeing both teams coming together, forming a circle and bringing themselves together as a spirit of Africans. I loved that so much. Okay.
Ada.
Oh, wow.
This last thing, Ada, I don't feel laugh. Ada, my head is
wait, you know, you laugh yourself.
Kile, kile. Nigeria. Is it Nigeria Tuesday? Our goalkeeper, son Tuesday, I mean, Nigeria Tuesday.
You don't laugh yourself. You don't laugh yourself.
Nigeria Tuesday. I don't feel laugh. I'm having a headache here. Kile, kile.
I think we have to create a law or something where you're only allowed to call once. What don't we come with? Hello?
Yeah, hello, Adad.
Yes,
evening.
Good evening.
Nothing like the Eagles, nothing like the Eagles, nothing like the Eagles of Nigeria.
Okay, well done.
Nothing like the Eagles of Africa. Thank God for the victory of today.
Absolutely.
However, I think what the Guinea-Bissau captain said was we are just trying to take it out of context. I think he was just trying to motivate his teammates and his country people. It's not that actually he really meant that took it that deep. So we should just take it that he was just being a motivator and trying to give his country people hope, because it's so easy to play Nigeria now. The likes of Egypt, they saw what we did to the likes of Egypt, so he was just trying to ginger his people. That's all.
Okay.
Thank you guys. You guys are doing good. Well done.
All right. Thank you so much. Greetings, Ada and Honorable Freeze. When Super Eagles started playing soccer and winning trophies, where was Guinea? Your ancestors were in the field picking seeds. They should take a seat. Congrats, Eagles, on the 3 wins and a spin. Super Stainless, yo. Moses Simon mustn't get injured. He should have his calf, thighs, and arm strings massaged on the 24th. Regards from Villadio in Majek. Okay, hello? Please turn off your radio.
Hello, good evening, Ada.
Good evening, is it doing?
Good evening, Daddy Free.
Okay.
Good evening.
How is it doing, Tom?
Good evening.
Welcome.
Thank you very much. Ada, you see, Nigerians are happy. I can't remember when we used to sing like this, when Spike was winning the match. Well, Nigerians are not singing because of we qualified.
Okay.
You know, Egypt qualified. I don't think that Egypt are singing the way we are singing. We are singing because of the quality and discipline we saw in our blood. The captain of Guinea-Bissau made such a comment because of a Guavo effect, a Guavo tsunami. If you remember how we under 4 years our Super Eagles lacked discipline under Guinea-Bissau, they were winning matches, but they used to win the matches by one way or the other. They lack display. They lack quality. Not even that they lack quality. They lack cohesion, cluelessness of the manager. That is why such captain is casting doubt, because of the way Super Eagles dispatched Egypt, the highly rated team in Africa, and destroy Sudan. So Guinea-Bissau, having known that they will not qualify, they now saw that holding Spiders will be their own tournament, will be their own call. So in order to catch attention, because scouts are intimidating, so he did not say it because of we want to qualify. It's just because of attention. But I want to point to the fact that a Guavo tsunami and a Guavo new discipline in Super Eagles is why our people are thinking. Nigerians are not thinking because of the military time. We are thinking because of the new discipline in spy group. And that is me. I remember the day I told Tony and the gang that if Super Eagles is not restored from Genetrol, that Genetrol will end up in destroying our player. Because some coaches will tell you, please, don't go forward. Wait them to come so that you see what they want to do. Then you attack them, then you counter. Some coach will tell you, no, go and hold them. Don't keep them breathing. So the kind of attitude Genetrol brought to our Super Eagles is destructive. It is not a good approach for our spiders. That is why we, the progressives, we shouted for the sack of Genetrol. I criticized Tony and the gang for not leading the analysis that will lead to the sacking of Genetrol. So therefore, that is why we are happy today that not only that we qualified, the nature of our qualification, the nature of our play, the discipline, the cohesion, the strength, the Nigerian drive, the Nigerian strength and quality, the Nigerian attitude and color, flavor, when you have your own local coach taking you to a tournament doing well. Many of African teams came with their foreign expatriate coach.
Okay.
But Nigerian went there with our own son of the soil that is bringing our strength, our quality, our discipline. That's why Nigerian are thinking. Okay. Thank you very much, Ada.
Thank you. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Moses.
How are you doing, okay. Ada?
Fine, thank you, dear.
So, what's up? How is everything? How was your day?
Awesome.
In the way?
Welcome, Moses.
Yeah, for me, I really appreciate the way the boys play. It's just a game. We're so one big hub, we and every other person in their countries, we all are one. But I really appreciate the way the Nigerians play these days. I really appreciate the way the guys play. And looking at them, I'm seeing them going for the cup. That's the truth. That's the way I see them.
Okay.
So everybody is having fun since, and me too, I want to have fun. Huh?
Mm.
So should I have fun? Should I sing?
Okay.
Chicken curry.
Let's hear you.
Okay. Me, I compose my own song myself. Okay. Ninja for life, ninja for life, ninja area is ninja for life. Ninja for life, ninja for life. Ninja area is ninja for life. We are Nigeria. We are Nigerians. Forward ever, backward never. Ninja for life. Thank you, dear.
Okay. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Moyo.
Yeah, good evening.
Welcome.
So, how was the day?
Awesome.
I'm just excited that at least Nigeria has 9 points today. Other teams, 7-7 with 9 points. I'm happy. I'm sending to the final. The right thing. That guy, and the cup. I think Nigeria will carry the cup. The way I feel. All right.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling Moyo. I was expecting you to sing as well.
No.
Hello.
Hello, Ada.
Hello.
Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name?
Good evening.
Yes, good evening. What's your name?
Yeah. My name is Bobby.
Okay.
Yeah, Ada, so many things happened today.
Tell me.
A lot of stress happened today.
really.
So, but we thank God that Nigeria won. And for that reason, go and check the whole country. The whole country was everywhere was going on fine. The second phase of the stress is Man U now win again. You know, say Man U and Nigeria, not the same thing.
Oh, really?
Man U can't win again. Can't make everything. Come ease. All Man U fans, they are very, very calm today. They are very, very happy with themselves. In fact, when I went out after the match, I saw the whole Lagos. Everybody was. I was playing with Igbo. Igbo was playing with Yoruba. Everybody was at peace with themselves because Nigeria won. Seriously. My own song is
"A
Place in Nigeria, My Country."
Okay.
So we face you, and we are loyal. But some of us are not loyal. But me, I'm loyal with Nigeria because Nigeria are happy. They make us happy today. God bless Nigeria.
Okay.
God bless Nigeria, Ifo.
Thank
and
you.
God bless us. So, good night.
Absolutely. Thanks and good night. Okay, Mr. Ikechukwu, don't kill me, yo. I laugh and break up. Victor from Ikorodu. Okay, comrade, doing his thing, I guess. Good evening, Ada and Daddy Freeze. Congrats on Super Eagles' victory. Please, I want to find out if Comrade Ikechukwu is the same person as Comrade Kupoku. Yes. Oh, are they brothers? No. One person, same man. My name is Chris from Ikotu. Okay. I am Bolutife from Ogun State. Coffee sellers don't cash out for Guinea. Really? Now, wow. Please, you people should take it easy. You're trolling them enough on Twitter. Please now. Happy evening, Ada and Daddy Freeze. Congrats to Nigeria. There is unity and harmony among our boys right from the first game. The oneness display between Nigeria and Guinea-Bissau after the match is worth celebrating. Timothy from Ikorodu. Okay. Good evening, Daddy Freeze and Ada. Please help me ask Comrade how he manages to call more than 10 times and which network he uses. Also, the cheat he's using to call. Okay, I can't just stop laughing here. Thanks. I am Ralph from Command. Comrade, you got questions? Please come answer. Daddy Freeze and Ada, good evening. Guinea-Bissau, known as the Wild Dog, cannot defeat the Super Eagles. The captain was just trying to motivate the team. Daddy Freeze, thank you for bringing Obi, Kubana and Jeremiah together. E. Martino from Ikotun, absolutely, we should thank him, for real. Ah, I think saying Femi, Ada and the Gango. Hello, Daddy Freeze and Ada. Now, come on. I'm actually shocked. Daddy Freeze is not a sports person, but for him to bring sports tonight, obviously, Baba is happy. Good evening. I think the Guinea-Bissau captain said this out of desperation to qualify to the next round, albeit without a deep thought. Anyway, I wish the Super Eagles well, and I believe they will win the tournament. Yinka from Ondo City. Good evening, Ada and Daddy Freeze. Wow, see the way Nigerians are happy because of the win, okay? I think the government should learn from this. This shows that Nigeria can live as one. Okay, let's take phone calls now. 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993-993. Hello?
Hello, Mom.
Welcome back, Mr. Frank.
Sing music. You don't want to sing music.
I said you all should pay for it. We have 12K.
Did you pay for our own? See how we have been puzzling. Did you pay us?
You
give us music. Okay, see, you did not tell Sexy Moyo to sing.
No, I did. Actually, you didn't hear.
Why you let her go?
Are you for real?
Sing music. I want to hear music before I drop another track.
Don't worry, I'll sing. Let the money get to 50K. I'll sing.
We are not talking of money here. When you sing music first, we'll know the value of your music.
know how much it was.
God bless you, Frank. God bless you.
Wow.
God bless you. Person we want make we pay for concert. Never sabi sing song. Oh.
Says who? I want to sing.
Play for concert,
I want to sing Zazuze. That's the one I'll sing. Huh?
Sing Zazuze.
Now?
Emily Coco de Adobio. Coco de Lauri Radio.
Okay, you know what? I think this is where Fuji. This is where we get to call it a day.
Ada. Ada. Okay, sorry.
I heard Kukute inside that song.
You don't know, it's Fuji. Kukute is a Fuji word.
But come guys,
on a more serious note, do you know that it's our local coach that actually won this game?
How?
We are the local coach on this team.
Oh, really?
Instead of us importing foreign coaches, just like we can say that we've done well with our local rice, can we also do well with our local coaches?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just asking a question.
Okay.
Ada?
Yes, Daddy Fritz.
Answer my question.
I wouldn't know. I don't think it's about the locality. I don't think it's about where the person is from. I just think it's if the coach is good and he knows what he's doing, then the team will definitely win, I think. Yeah, if he knows the player to put in, knows the word, knows his formation.
Let's ask our audience, what do you guys think? Local coach, foreign coach? Is it too early to tell?
All right, let's do this. 0700-993-993-993. Hello?
Ada?
Yes, comrade, welcome.
I was the champion of them second Grand Rock. He gave me hypertension in my life, 2018, Nigeria versus Argentina match, where you don't know how to change, when to change, and who to change. Me and the team champion this Grand Rock second from Lasgidi, Metro, Star FM, and Yoda. And the Nigerian people.
Mm.
Secondly, I support a Nigerian born coach. Let us forget this skin and racial and the Oyibo person. No, Gloria and Clemens with our foreign coaches. So in Nigeria. Mm-hmm. What is the difference between Eguavo and Joseph Peros? Let me tell you. That is what we call deed of agreement. Deed of agreement can be cancelled. Let them settle down and let them pack and go.
Mm.
Are you hearing me?
We can hear you.
So concerning the question they asked you, Ada, anytime when you want to pick my call, or Sandra, if you see how they pay me, Ada, let me tell you secretly, Ada, that they off my machine, they die. Ada, as I'm telling you now, my hand is on the knob. Because you can pick at any time, but my own, after they die, my hand is on the knob. Because only one time for 2 years, you say, off your radio or lower your radio. My hand is always on the knob. So it's constant dialing. I know they used to do. I know they used to talk to my daughter. Now, patience.
Nobody talks to you, they use juju coverage.
I just said, you ask you trick. You know, trick can be juju. How to chukwa my daughter? And how to chukwa? How to chukwa Nkano? My daughter for
you must say. Now we know what you do. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Wow. Oh, dear. Okay, before we take more calls, I think we just need to take a pause right now and celebrate with someone who is an ardent follower. I mean, a strong supporter of this brand. Yeah, while he was in Nigeria, I started listening to radio. This is somebody that reaches out to me personally and tells me, hey, Ada, I think you should do this way. I think you should improve here. I think you should do that, like... I just have to say this today on the radio. Thank you so much, Mr. Chris. I totally celebrate with you. And by the way, even when he left Nigeria, he went to Ghana. He still listens. He calls. He texts. Like, he's still there. Reaching out to you, Mr. Chris. And today, he is marking his son's birthday. His son is celebrating his birthday today. Master Chukudubim Ebenezer Anozie. He just turned 14 today. And he went on to say that the guy, yeah, let me, he's 14. I mean, he's a teenager. The guy is his best friend. Oh, wow. Daddy's boy, I guess. So, congratulations to you. Happy birthday. We celebrate with you. The chat station, Life and Dangerous with Daddy Free's Nigeria Info. We celebrate with you and we pray that God blesses you, you know, gives you long life, good health, prosperity, and we'll just be with you so that you make your family proud, especially your father. Yes, congratulations. Happy birthday. We celebrate with you. Okay, that being said, now I think we have to take more calls and also hear from some of our talented Nigerians, people that think they got better voices than I do, which I don't think so, just that I don't like showing off, you know. But before the end of the show, trust me, I'll sing. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. 0700-993-993-993.
Yes.
Yes.
You can press calling back.
Okay, welcome back. You. Small voice that you have. You're using it to tension me, Abby.
What do you say?
Small voice that you have.
No, it's my humble self now, you know. Yeah.
I don't like showing off.
You don't like what?
I don't like showing off.
Of course, I know. I just felt I should cover you up earlier, but you said no. So, no problem. So, two things I want to, like, jump on. Firstly, okay, is to talk, to wish Mr. Chris's son the birthday. Show my own wishes to him because it's my namesake.
Oh, amazing.
Ebenezer. That's a short form of my Eben praise.
Oh, yeah.
So, I want to tell him, happy birthday to you.
Aww.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Ebenezer. Happy birthday to you. That is to that. And I pray that God will bless him. And I'll make
How
him
long have you guys been dating?
Full age in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Celebration of the Lord in their family. And in ours too, in Jesus' name.
When are you guys getting married?
Who?
That is for that.
Okay.
Secondly, that is free.
Eben, are you married?
No.
But you have a girl, yeah?
When are you getting married to a
So when are you?
Still there.
When are you getting married?
I'm
running
out. We're living God this year.
Oh, this year. Okay. Please do well to invite
her. Same Ebenezer.
She said he's getting married this year, Daddy Freeze, to his girlfriend.
Asking, this same Ebenezer.
How can he marry himself?
Yeah, who said I should marry myself?
It's Ebenezer.
No. Oh, wow.
I can do that. Okay.
Don't mind Daddy Freeze.
What do you say, Daddy?
I don't sing for Ebenezer. Are they weak?
Hello?
Please, yes, go on, my dear.
I'm here.
Yeah, we can hear you. Daddy Freeze was just being concerned. He wanted to know your wedding date so as to attend. I mean, with your girlfriend.
I'm still online with all of you. Don't worry. We'll still be calling now.
Okay, no problems.
No problem.
Invite us.
So, secondly, Daddy Freeze mentioned something earlier.
Okay.
He said, he was talking about local coach and foreign coach. My own take was what I discussed with Ofeanya and the gang earlier. When they're talking about local and foreign, me, I will still say again that we cannot just say Eguavo is maybe he's the best coach now, though he won 3 matches consecutively. But if we look at it, the way it happened, Gennett Rowe actually submitted the names of those that will play. He has submitted their names. He has selected the players before he was sacked. So even the players were confessing before the match that they were building on what Gennett Rowe has laid down. Okay. So we can't really say this is the handwork. Though he's trying, we are seeing that at least he's doing something in unity with them and is working with them very well. But we can't just say, until let's see the end of this match, of this whole tournament, before we can now say, okay, he started from where he was handed over to and he completed it well. So we now place our judgment on whether local coach is better than foreign coach or the like.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you
very much for calling. Daddy Freeze, why do you just like looking for trouble like this?
How?
I don't know.
What have I done again? What done I have I?
Nothing. Ada, have you seen our goalkeeper? He's super handsome. Oh, exactly your spec. Really?
They don't already know Ada's spec.
Let me check. If this guy is right, I'll send him airtime tonight. Super.
Ada Obi.
Eagles coach.
Ada Obi.
No. Keeper, right? Yeah, goalkeeper. That difference, I'm not joking. If the guy is cute, yeah, I'll just follow him tonight. And just check if his DM is active. Wow. Amazing. Maduka Okoye. Okay. Daddy Freeze. I think Elon Musk has a competitor.
Oh.
Okay. No, I am not doing this. No. Please. I got someone. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. Hello.
Oh, good evening.
Yes, good evening.
Yeah, this is Ola.
Okay.
Called early.
Welcome actually, back.
Yeah, actually talking about the foreign coach and the home coach. There is a difference. I believe if Nigeria can afford to send out these refresher courses, then they can hold the task and handle it well. But without that, it's not possible. Though everyone has played abroad, they acquired a coaching certificate, they still need to understand the more successful coaches. But Nigeria can afford sending him abroad to understand the coaches in big clubs, then why not? At least if he's paid the way they pay the foreign coaches, he will forever be willing to succeed and will do anything to succeed. They don't pay them as much as they pay the foreign coaches. I don't know whether there is something at the back of it or anything. But home-based coaches are not well paid as the foreign ones. But if they can up the payments to the same level, why not? They want to succeed. Yeah, I'm very sure of that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much. Okay, Daddy Freeze. Are you there?
Yes, Ada, bless.
So I actually think our goalkeeper is amazing. For him to be
like you're eating cake.
For him to be catching all the goal, like not letting any enter, I think he's super good. I don't have anything. I don't have any business about his looks. I just think he knows his craft. I think so. Yeah, he's good. Mm-hmm. I just followed him though. I mean, nothing serious, nothing personal.
You followed him?
Of course, on Instagram. I'm on his page. Just 14 posts. Maduka Okoye. Dude, so hot. Okay, more calls. 0700-993-993-993. Hello? Hello? Anybody home? What you say?
I said the boy in a mixed race boy.
Not bad. But do you have an idea if he replies DM? Not like I want to slide into his DM, but just asking for a friend. Do you?
Of course not.
So he's not going to respond?
He's not going to respond.
Don't worry. I'll use your account to send him a DM. Oh, yeah. These are the kind of people you should meet and tell me, Ada, let's interview someone together.
Emil Okoye.
What?
Maduka Emil Okoye.
Where? Yeah.
You don't enter trouble.
Where? I am not tripping. I am not just supporting Super Eagle. I mean,
oh, yeah.
Nothing personal.
Oh, yeah.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Yeah, just look like calling back.
Welcome back, Jesse.
Yeah. You're not tripping. What did you say?
I am not tripping.
God is watching you. You know. It's not good to lie.
Not tripping, bros.
This is 2022. A lot of women have been tripping since they started watching Super Eagles. They are not even watching Super Eagles. They are watching Super Eagles because of Kukui.
Really?
And yes. I know some ladies that are always grinning. Super Eagles. Kukui is playing today. Like, what's this?
Me, I don't know, but I am not one of them.
Okay, no wala.
Trust me.
Let me just talk about...
Now you didn't enter my eyes.
Me? Close up. Close up. Close up.
Go ahead, Jesse.
See, let me just tell you. With Super Eagles, this, our coach, Eguavon, is trying. NFF went to sign a specialist in failure. In fact, Raw is better than the new person they just signed. This man, what is his name? That man, he was sacked so many times. And they just packaged him to come to Nigeria. And he's still going to fail. The best thing is they should leave Eguavon to continue with the team, even after the Nations Cup. No matter what happens, they should leave him with Super Eagles, because this the foreign coach they went to sign will fail. In fact, Nigeria will start regretting that they sacked Gennaro. This one, they should go and read the story. He failed everywhere he coached, this new coach. But if Nigeria wants a foreign coach, they should sign a grade A coach. You understand what I'm saying? Grade A, like, okay, you cannot understand because you don't watch football.
Tell us.
Grade A in the aspect of, let's say, all this Mourinho. I don't know. Mourinho is grade A. Maybe grade B, because Mourinho cannot coach. I don't see Mourinho coaching Nigeria or Pep Guardiola coaching Nigeria or Ancelotti. So all these, there are some coaches that are good, that if they come to Nigeria, to perform, and respect is going to, they are going to give them respect. I'm talking of NFF, because a black person, if NFF should sign a black person in to coach Super Eagles, they don't respect them. They don't. If someone like Mourinho now, or someone that is good, very good, is coaching Nigeria, NFF cannot do the person anyhow. It is going to be a problem for them. You know, if Genetra was done anyhow because it's a failure. He failed woefully with the Super Eagles.
Wow.
Yes, he failed woefully with the Super Eagles. Look at within the space of how many games. See the way Super Eagles is playing. But when this one was there, you play with hypertension. Like, if you have heart problem, you better don't watch it. But now, you can watch them, you are happy. General made Nigerians suffer. I was part of the people always championing his sack letter also, that time. So, thank God he has been sacked. If we want a foreign coach, they should go for a good person. Not all this relegation, all this failure people like Pacero to come and coach Nigeria.
That's serious. Okay. Congratulations to Super Eagles of Nigeria. We are happy. My name is Raphael from Ikotun. Okay, well. Good evening, Daddy Freeze and Ada. My name is Simon. I prefer local coaches or thanks. Good evening once again. My take on local coach versus foreign coach is that for me, it's not about where the coach is from, but about his ability as a coach. Stephen Keshi, a local coach, won this tournament in the past, and a foreign coach example, Weston Hall, hope I got that name right, also did. Yinka from Ondo. All right, more calls. Hello.
Hello, Ada.
Yes, hello.
Welcome.
I should be telling you that.
No, I should tell you welcome. You see?
Yeah.
We are talking of local coach,
mm-hmm.
foreign coach.
Yeah.
and then once again, local rice, Abi.
We're not talking about
local
rice
food.
Tonight.
For local food, well, you have seen that this guy now is doing fine because the person that brings him never regard him. That's number one. Ahmad Dupini that brings him, never regard him. It's not even him that brings him. It's people that say, let him go there so because don't have any coach. You never call him a coach for one day. Now, if people doesn't know, let them know it that these boys are doing well today. Nigeria is becoming, trying to become well today. From today now is because these people now is about to go. That is to tell you that once these people go, the many, many good things are going to happen. As even if for that time they were there, these people will not shine this way. And again, let me tell you again, people telling of Genetro, who's Ekong, the captain of the team today, told them that this is the foundation of Genetro. And this game they are playing now is Genetro that played the qualifier. Now, why I blame that man is because he was not speaking out. How will you be a coach? Another person will be calling players for you. Another person will be making lineup for you. You keep quiet. Then when the calamity happens, they'll be calling the coach. They will not call who is causing the problem. The one of the reasons they are giving is that there is no discipline. Is there any day you have had in the camp that Nigeria players are fighting or somebody in the camp? Have you had any quarrel in the camp before? Another reason was that they equalized 4-4 in Edo State. Now, Ada, have you watched that game that when Nigerian players was training, that your sports minister trained with them? Your Edo State deputy governor trained with them. Instead of them to leave the players that have been playing in separate ways in abroad, to join themselves and understand themselves, they went and occupied those positions. Now, when the calamity happens, they put it under Genetro. The man is a peaceful man. He has come, he has gone. Nothing concerns him. They have paid him his money. So anybody that is criticizing him now is just, knocking stone on a rock. That is number one. Another one now. Maybe you have bring a local coach. He has tried. He has won 3 games. We are happy for him. Now you have bring soccer rice. Open it now. Let us eat it now. I know how it is. You want to pack it to one place and start snapping picture the posting. Wow. Even Sandra herself, as he was talking today, she said that even the rice itself has not even been ready to eat. They have not even prepared that rice to eat as it is there. Let them open it. Let us see. Because local coach has tried. Let them open the local rice. Let us know how it is.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Yes. Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name?
Yeah, I'm Vincent. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Actually, I'm very happy for today's game. I wish Super Eagles to continue like this. The danger that was very comforting for corner. It's something else.
Hello, can you be more audible?
Yeah, I'm hearing you, I think.
Okay.
But I'm very happy with them.
Okay.
They make me feel happy this night. Like I care, so they should keep it up. So I'm talking about this extension of the addition, the captain. What you said is very, very wrong. I don't know whether you really mean. If I'm the one in charge of that their team, I will remove that captain and back from him. Because that's definitely the reason why they lose this match.
You think the loss because of what he said?
Yeah.
Wow.
for some of this stuff.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Okay, thanks for calling. Hello?
Hello, Ada.
Yes, please.
Good evening once again. How are you doing?
Okay.
Please, Ada, you know I don't used to call two times, but I want to draw your attention to this data. Stephen Keshi that won the AFCON, Stephen Keshi was paid 5 million naira per month. Sonny Olise received 7 million naira per month before he was sacked. Gennett Rowe at his first appointment was being paid over 16 million naira per month. When Gennett Rowe was reappointed, I learned that his contract was over 25 million naira per month. And I used to tell anybody that cares to listen to me that whatever Gennett Rowe was being paid should be paid to Eguavo. You see, Ada, we did not criticize Gennett Rowe for no reason. At a point, he began to speak like a Nigerian politician, trying to play on the sentiment of Nigerian social northern. You see, Eguavo, I want NFA to pay Eguavo whatever they pay Gennett Rowe. Eguavo, if Eguavo, whether he win this AFCON or not, Eguavo should be given 5-year contract. NFA should send him on a course. Yes, if NFA will have 5 good years patient for Gennett Rowe, even when Gennett Rowe is not winning his matches convincingly, even when he's being paid through our nose. Tomorrow, I am going to send a Twitter to Emmanuel because he's in Cameroon. I want Emmanuel to inquire for us. Go and ask Eguavo, how much are you receiving? See, secretly, so that when they come back, we will knock NFF. Why are you paying our local coach this peanut? Why we pay Gennett Rowe through our nose? That nonsense must stop. We must know how much Eguavo is being paid so that we will know how to fight for his welfare. It is time Nigeria invest in our local coaches. I thank Daddy Freeze for bringing this sports topic, because this is what I want to tweet immediately after the match. We must agitate for Nigerian coaches. I suggested that it is better for NFF to appoint Emmanuel Amunike, start Gennett Rowe, bring Emmanuel Amunike, because majority of our players play under 17, under Emmanuel Amunike. Many of them confess on how Emmanuel Amunike embedded discipline in them, including Osimhen. After that Osimhen's interview, I thought Femi and the gang will, through their analysis, impress for the sack of Gennett Rowe, because there is no sports gang in Nigeria, there is no sports journalist or sports program in Nigeria that is bigger than Femi and the gang. So the policy or the analysis that should shape our sports, I expect it to come from Femi and the gang. That is why I told the manager team that one day that if Gennett Rowe fails, that I am going to hold him accountable, because I expect him to lead the analysis that will open the cluelessness of Gennett Rowe, so that Nigeria will see that he is a problem to our spirals, that he was a problem to the good of our players. Then they do from Surrey.
Okay. Hello? Hello.
Yeah, no, you're calling back.
Okay, welcome back, Moyo.
Yeah, I want to realize something.
Okay.
What
are you saying?
Nigeria. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Former coach of Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
You want to suck?
Yeah, gonna roll.
Yes. See, Nama doesn't have first 11.
He doesn't have what?
First 11.
Okay.
He doesn't have first 11. Another way around. I think it was today. We don't need to do the calculation that TSC must qualify. TSC must win for qualify. For him doing that, kudos to him. And during a lot of time, I don't think Nigeria has enough 9 points in group stage. So it has been a while that Nigeria have on a group stage and a group that you have 9 points. It has been a while. So for me, I just love the match as in the way they are playing now. Compared to those players, we have a potential of not kill you. Before you even watch the match, we said, go, you'll be speechless. So, for me, any player higher, at least that will make Nigeria to be better. Yes.
Okay.
Because all the local coaches, I don't think, and one more thing again, it's even Sasha time that I like paying coaches good money.
Okay.
It's from Sasha time.
All right, Moyo. Thank you. In my view, Adara and Daddy Freeze, the foreign coach NFF wants to employ, should pack his bag and go back to his country. Austin Egwafon is the best coach for now. I am Chris from Ekotun. Hello? Yes.
Yeah, Ada, hi. How are you?
Yes, we're fine.
Yeah, no siki.
Okay.
Can you hear me, Ada?
Yes, we can.
Okay. That was Sophia. The Street Bullet, the Femi and the Gang, and Emmanuel Etsy. The part that caller was blaming them.
Mm.
Interesting. Anyway, on a lighter note, Ada, I find it really... I can't be the only one who finds it odd, you know, that... Freeze is talking about football on Live and Dangerous. I've been following him for so many years, and I know he's not a football fan. He must really be in good spirits tonight, you know, to be talking about football.
Mm.
I'm right.
I'm in fantastic spirits.
Am I not?
How are you taking it?
Hello?
Yeah, did you hear me?
Yeah, he's hearing you.
Yeah. I'm sure he's in good spirits. That's why he's discussing football
fantastic
tonight.
Fantastic spirits.
Okay.
He said,
life and death.
Yeah, I thought as much.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Cheers.
All right. Congrats to the Eagles. Francis from USA. Okay. I think local coach. Okay. Good evening, Ada and Daddy Freeze. Congrats to Super Eagle. Comrade Kobuko made my evening. Sonny from Agbara. I think local coach is more better than foreign coach. Okay. Still from Sonny. There are so many. Where is that? Okay. A successful team also requires about 80% good players. There are so many factors that determine the quality of a good soccer team, and the most important thing is communication. The current coach is an ex-Nigerian footballer. That alone is a plus, because he's already patriotic about watching so many young players come and go in the Nigeria football team. The foreign coach will have to come and start studying each player again, one by one. That's a red flag for many teams. Okay, having just 4 more minutes, I think we can take a call. Hello. Yes, hello.
My name is Mohammed from Banika.
Okay.
That's what will some people before go to the AFCON to Cameroon are saying every day, Nigeria can't do anything. It can do anything, can do anything. They are coming back now. They can't qualify this and that. So where they are now? And about foreign coach, it's not only coach. European people, our African blood, Oba believe in, Oba believing in the Oibo. Now, so they are decision for everything African people. They are going to build their country. Most of European countries, they don't have any economy like Africa.
Bros, you don't talk like say we get all day.
Yeah, I understand.
By the time
I don't talk about the foreign coach, so that's why I bring that thing.
You know what? Thank you very much. Thanks for.
Here's where we end. Yes, we've tried. I actually wanted us to talk about something else, but we've run out of time on the radio.
Okay.
Sadly so. I wanted us to talk about Nnamdi Kanu, who was granted 1 billion.
Court
has said federal government should pay Nnamdi Kanu 1 billion. Hey.
Oops.
Hey. Anyway, the 200 million we that will collect from Mofa.
He said he doesn't have.
He remains. Hey. Because if Mofa brings 200 million, can't remain 800 million we that will give Nnamdi Kanu.
But Mofa doesn't have 200 million right now.
Hey. Hey, there are government.
Yeah, I think I know what's going on. Mofa is going to take 1 billion from Bobrisky. And then pay them the 200, then they will now look for the other 800 to add up.
Omo, it's an interesting time to be alive.
I know.
Nnamdi Kanu, they say make federal government pay them 1 billion. Ah!
I wonder where
what
we're
going to. Come on.
I wonder where we're going to borrow that money from to pay him.
That we can borrow from China now.
It's so hard to actually predict what will happen in Nigeria. So sorry, but sometimes I just think this country is a movie. I mean, I cannot say, okay.
No, country is already on Netflix.
I can't.
They are just signing the documentation.
I can't say I think this will happen because every day they shock us. We just wake up with one story, so we really can't tell what happened.
I cannot believe it. I first saw it on one of my guys, Rolly Ajomiwe's page. I say, Rolly, if you don't go carry this thing from somewhere, say, our federal government go pay Nnamdi Kanu 1 billion. I even want to call and say, Rolly, Rolly, calm down. Omo, next time I see him for Linda Ikeja, I say, Nnamdi Kanu won't collect 1 billion from federal government. Nnamdi, I was not supporting you that year, but now I'm supporting you.
Okay, we have to go now.
If you pay your tithe.
Oh, wow.
Tithe is 100 million. Before, I was not supporting tithe. Now, I'm supporting tithe. Tithe of 1 billion.
And who said he's going to pay his tithe?
And I don't worry,
you?
If I collect that tithe of 100 million, I'll buy suya for you.
Whiskey, it's kind of suya. You're going to get me a full cow to use for the suya.
Yes, now how much is cow? 400,000. I will get you cow.
No problems. That's fine.
In fact, I'll get you a cow that looks like you, the small size.
Okay, I mean, it's gone past 12. This is what we call it a day. You see that size? You will not see.
Oh boy. Oh. Court declares Nnamdi Kanu's arrest as illegal, orders the federal government to pay him 1 billion. Justice Benson Anya of the Abia State High Court has ruled that the invasion of the security agents to the residence of the leader of the indigenous people of Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu, in 2017 was unlawful and an infringement on his human rights. Kanu had approached the court demanding 5 billion over the invasion of his father's house by the military on the 10th of September 2017. Delivering judgment today, January 19th, the presiding judge also ruled that Kanu's arrest and forceful return to Nigeria in June 2021 was illegal under local and international laws.
The presiding judge also ruled that the federal government should pay Kanu the sum of 1 billion naira as compensation for the violation of his fundamental human rights. The court also recommended as a political solution to the agitation for the restoration of the defunct Biafra Republic championed by IPOB. Mm. Oh, wow. Okay. This court, get federal government for mine.
You know what, Adifis? Let's continue with this tomorrow.
Ah.
Yes.
Where federal government wants 1 billion now?
From
now.
China, you just said it.
China said, go give us.
They've been there for us now. They cannot turn back. They cannot turn their back right now.
If I could turn back the hands of time.
We're far too
far. Oh, my China. Oh.
We've gone too far. We can't turn back right now.
You will be mine.
Actually, we are going to be Diaz.
If I could turn.
You have to remix this song. We are going to be Diaz very soon. If we're not careful.
China go soon marry Nigeria. They don't pay our bride price on radio.
Okay, bye, Daddy Freeze.
Now, they carry Taiwan, can't carry us. Now, any man. China don't pay Nigeria bright price. So.
I wonder what your name will be. Daddy Freeze. Uchuang. Chuang Yu.
Chi Hu Hua. Hello.
Okay, we have to go. Bye, Daddy Freeze.
Be going. Be going, oh.
Let me see what you're doing here. Actually, yeah, Freeze for Grammy. Absolutely. Bye, Daddy Freeze. So on Instagram, guys, he's at Daddy Freeze. And I am at Adablezy, Adablezy. Thank you so much for being part of the show. Don't worry. Later today, because it's Thursday already, we'll continue with Nnamdi Kanu's bills, so to say. Mm-hmm. We'll get your take on that.